Hi, and welcome to our Learn to Meditate audio series. We want you to know that we are very honoured that you are taking the time to listen to these classes. We know your time is precious, and we want to offer you our deepest gratitude and respect presenting these classes to you.
Class 25, Listening. In this class, we'll learn how to listen. There is a great deal of benefit to be derived from simply listening in almost every dimension of life, but in particular in the spiritual life. To listen is a requirement for any spiritual evolution. It is the foundation of change. Without listening, we cannot transform ourselves. It is listening that keeps us young and flexible, and is not listening that ages us and makes us stagnant and unyielding. To listen to another is the first doorway to the flow of love between you. To listen to oneself is the doorway to the infinite flow of love within and between all things. For us to truly listen, the first thing we have to do is to make ourselves quiet. Noise is all around and inside us. There is a cacophony of worries and doubts and fears that, left to their own devices, are self-perpetuating and delight in the loudest of volume. The best, and really the only way to truly silence the noise, is via concentration. Just as in a crowded, noisy room, we can concentrate and listen to the conversation we are focused upon, so it is we can concentrate and put our attention on whatever we choose. This is the best way to listen to another person, with our full attention and complete awareness. Have you noticed how poorly you listen when you are not concentrating, perhaps thinking about a worry or a fear, and at the same time trying to listen to your friend? It is also the most powerful way to listen to ourselves, only it is very difficult for most of us to know what to concentrate on so that we may listen. This is what meditation is. It is, above all else, a listening. Whilst in prayer, perhaps, we speak, in meditation, we listen. To listen normally, we take notice of words and sentences and derive meaning. In meditation, it may be that we feel those words and sentences intuitively. But the listening we experience in meditation is also much broader than just words or sentences. Sometimes it is a knowing or a creative vision that we hear, an expanded sense of awareness. Sometimes it is the most powerful silence that we need to listen to. Some call this our conscience or inner voice that we listen to. In meditation, we feel this voice is the voice of our heart. Finally, we must feel that it is not our mind that is concentrating, but our heart in meditation. When we use our mind, we struggle and fight. When instead we are able to feel that it is our heart that is concentrating, then our meditation becomes effortless. Take a moment to focus on your breath. Watch the inflow and outflow. Listen to every sound, every external noise. Just notice them. Not to analyze them, but to let them be. To realize the multitude of things going on around you. Then feel that your breath is instead an energy flow in and out of your heart, a flow of love in and gratitude out. Let your heart effortlessly and instantly focus your attention. Then then concentrate more and more with all of your heart upon your heart. Ask your inner voice, your conscience, to guide you. Ask it to speak to you. Then watch your thoughts. Discern which is the dialogue of the noise and which is the voice of the silence. If it is truly your heart, then you will get a feeling of joy, and you will notice that whatever is being said or felt will increase the flow of love in your life. Listen in this way for as long as is comfortable.